Welcome back to the Community Corner podcast, where we explore companies in the S500 through the lens of behavioral finance. I'm Arnav.
And I'm Nikhil. Today, we're turning our attention to Conagra Brands, a leading packaged foods company known for its wide range of products, including popular brands like Healthy Choice, Marie Callender's, and Slim Jim. Conagra operates in a highly competitive and consumer-driven industry, where brand loyalty and innovation are key. We'll explore how behavioral finance influences their strategic decisions, DEI efforts, adaptation to market changes, and how they compare to other companies in the food industry. Let's dive in.
Conagra Brands has built a strong portfolio of well-known food products, but from a behavioral finance perspective, how do biases like brand loyalty and the anchoring effect influence their decision-making, particularly in marketing and product development?
Brand loyalty plays a significant role in Conagra's decision-making, particularly in how they market their products and develop new offerings. This bias can lead the company to rely heavily on the established reputations of their brands, potentially limiting their willingness to innovate or take risks with new products. While this focus on brand loyalty helps maintain a stable customer base, it may also prevent Conagra from exploring new market opportunity or responding quickly to changing consumer preferences. The anchoring effect is another key factor, where the company might base its pricing, marketing strategies, and product expectations on past success, which can sometimes lead to overconfidence in certain product lines or underestimation of the need for adaptation in a dynamic market.
This focus on leveraging established brands and maintaining consistency has helped Conagra build a loyal customer base, appealing to investors who prioritize steady returns and strong brand equity.
Exactly. Conagra's emphasis on brand loyalty and consistency has made it a reliable choice for investors seeking stability in the packaged foods industry. However, the company must balance this with a willingness to innovate and adapt to changing consumer tastes and trends to ensure long-term growth and competitiveness.
Let's discuss diversity, equity, and inclusion at Conagra Brands. As a company that serves a diverse consumer base, how does DEI intersect with their business strategy, and what insights can we draw from behavioral finance?
DEI is particularly important for Conagra Brands given their broad consumer base and the need to understand and meet the preferences of different demographic groups. From a behavioral finance perspective, embracing DEI can enhance decision-making by incorporating a variety of perspectives, which is crucial for driving innovation and developing products that resonate with diverse consumers. A diverse workforce can help Conagra create more inclusive marketing strategies and product offerings, ultimately strengthening their brand equity. For investors, the company's commitment to DEI can signal a forward-thinking and socially responsible organization, which is increasingly valued in today's market. Additionally, strong DEI practices can improve employee satisfaction and retention, which are vital for maintaining a high level of creativity and operational excellence in the food industry.
Investors are increasingly considering DEI as a critical factor, especially in consumer-facing industries like food and beverages, where understanding and meeting the needs of diverse consumers is key to success.
That's right. By embedding DEI into their corporate culture, Conagra Brands not only strengthens its ability to innovate and develop products that resonate with a wide range of consumers, but also enhances its reputation as a leader in providing inclusive and socially responsible food options. This focus on inclusivity can also help attract top talent, which is essential for driving long-term growth and maintaining a competitive edge in the industry.
Moving on to market adaptation, Conagra Brands operates in a highly competitive and rapidly changing food industry. How does the company adapt to changing consumer preferences and market conditions, and how does behavioral finance influence this strategy?
Conagra's ability to adapt to changing consumer preferences and market conditions is critical for maintaining its leadership position in the packaged foods industry. From a behavioral finance perspective, the company's strategy involves balancing the need for innovation with the risks associated with deviating from their established brands and products. Brand loyalty might make Conagra cautious about introducing new products or altering existing ones, but they also recognize the importance of staying relevant in a market that is constantly evolving. This requires a careful assessment of consumer trends, technological advancements, and competitive pressures to ensure that their product offerings remain appealing and competitive.
This adaptability is key for Conagra, especially as they face competition from both traditional food companies and newer, more agile players in the market. Their ability to innovate while maintaining brand loyalty is essential for their continued success.
Exactly. Conagra's success will depend on their ability to balance innovation with the strength of their established brands, ensuring that they remain competitive while also maintaining the stability that their investors and customers value. They must continue to evolve and adapt to meet the challenges and opportunities presented by changing consumer preferences and market dynamics.
Now, let's compare Conagra Brands to other companies in the food industry, like General Mills, Kraft Heinz, and Nestlé. How do Conagra's behavioral finance dynamics differ?
Conagra Brands' dynamics are often compared to other leaders in the food industry, such as General Mills, Kraft Heinz, and Nestlé, particularly in their approach to brand management, innovation, and market adaptation. Conagra's emphasis on maintaining strong brand loyalty and leveraging well-established products appeals to investors looking for consistency in the food industry. General Mills, known for its strong focus on health and wellness trends, appeals to those interested in growth through innovation and alignment with changing consumer preferences. Kraft Heinz, with its focus on costs, efficiency, and brand revitalization, offers a different approach to managing legacy brands, while Nestlé's diversified portfolio provides broader exposure to various food and beverage segments. Conagra's focus on balancing brand strength with innovation provides a unique value proposition, but it also means they must carefully manage the risks of relying too heavily on established brands in a rapidly changing market.
And unlike Nestlé or General Mills, which have a broader focus on health and wellness, Conagra's strength lies in its ability to maintain brand loyalty and consistency across a wide range of well-known food products.
Absolutely. Each of these companies has its own behavioral finance dynamics that influence how investors perceive their value. For Conagra Brands, the focus on brand strength and market adaptation provides a unique value proposition in the food industry.
To sum up, Conagra Brands' approach to business is deeply influenced by behavioral finance principles, whether it's through their brand management strategies, DEI initiatives, or market adaptation. But like all companies, they must navigate the biases and perceptions that can influence investor behavior.
That's right. Understanding these dynamics offers a clearer picture of what drives Conagra Brands' stock price and where the potential risks and rewards lie.
Thanks for joining us on this episode of the Community Corner podcast. Until next time, I'm Arnav.
And I'm Nikhil. Stay curious and keep questioning the narratives. I'm gonna go get some more.